All right, we're back for another week of News for Gamers Radio, and in the studio, there's a lot of people here.
And a cat.
Crazy cat.
Fat. Okay.
But there's not a whole lot of motherfuckers in this room.
Right.
That's what I thought. There's no wombat in the room.
Yeah, we don't have to, like, share headsets and shit this time.
We don't have to pass it like a joint. Yeah.
Puff give, motherfucker.
It's Puff give. It's my turn.
All right. But in the studio this week, we have Killer Wolverine Justin Testes back.
Yo.
All right.
Yo.
Sitting next to him is the man that says I suck at Halo, Professor Chaos Terrence Johnson, which will be on my team, which is funny.
Wait, okay. Whose team am I going to be on?
It's the members versus the staff. Which team do you think you're on?
I don't know.
The members?
You're on the short bus team.
Yay.
Anyway.
That's fine. I can expect a lot of team kills. That's fine. I, like, have a shot lined up and you come back and just pistol whip me.
What do you call it when you teabag your teammate? It's team bagging, I guess.
Oh, team bagging?
Team bagging.
That's going to be good. All right.
Yeah. All right. Next to him, we have Jason Gambrell. The Gambus Con is here.
Hello, everybody out there. How's it going?
How's it going? Anyway, next to him we have a returning special guest from GamingAge.com, with Brian Peterson, the Boogeyman.
Woo, woo. Hola, and Halloween sucked, for the record.
Oh, it did?
All right.
Jeez.
And then, of course, I am here, as always. And this week we are going to talk about a lot of things. And we're going to answer some questions from readers.
Yeah.
And we're also going to talk about the Halo challenge between the staff and the members, in which we will beat y'all's asses over and over again. And I'm going to have Gambus Con teabag you.
Gambus, go forth.
That's all he's good for?
Because otherwise he's just going to...
Is he just the team teabagger?
Right. Because Gambus Con just rides around on the Mongoose. He doesn't actually shoot anybody. When we played the Halo beta, he would just literally go back and forth on the Mongoose, just driving back and forth. I'm like, there goes Gambus. There goes Gambus. There goes Gambus. I'm like, are you going to shoot somebody? Nah, I'm just driving around.
Hey, like...
Check the terrain.
I like to ride the vehicles, man. It's fun.
The point is kills, though. We need kills.
Yeah, the point is kills, but they got to be...
He'll come through in a clinch. We need one kill left. He'll run somebody over.
Everybody's dead.
We won. All right.
Yeah.
There we go.
I got the last kill.
I'll run the full over. Be like...
All right. We're going to start off with what's fondling your console. And he's looking at me like, don't go to me first.
No, please,
guys. I'm not getting a lot of fun today.
So I'll start. I'll skip you, and I'll go over to Mr. Chaos. What have you been playing this week?
Oh man, a lot of stuff. BioShock, of course. Great game.
Yeah, we spent 45 minutes of last week's podcast talking about that one game.
I heard it, and I was like, wow, they really like BioShock.
You think?
I was tiptoeing around them spoilers too.
Yes, like, we were.
Because it's like, so you were dying to say something. They were just tiptoeing around those spoilers.
I wanted to, but I didn't.
Yeah. Blue Dragon, which is a really good game.
Yeah. Let's talk about Blue Dragon because obviously you're not going to talk much about it because Mr. Wolverine hates RPGs. But let's talk about Blue Dragon.
My bathroom break then.
How do you feel about like the reviews coming out saying it's not all that?
See, I disagree completely. Like, because all those reviews, like, I was actually a little hesitant in buying it because all those different reviews were saying, you know, this and that the story wasn't all there and all this other stuff. And I played it for myself. It's a really good game.
What's funny is what I don't understand is what they're complaining about is, like, that the story sucks and all this other stuff sucks. And I'm 10 hours into it. And I can't remember the last time I played an RPG for 10 hours.
See?
I couldn't tell you the last time I played an RPG for 10 hours. I mean, it was probably Xenosaga from the PlayStation 2.
Wow.
I mean, that's how long ago it was.
That's a good game, but wow.
There's just something about this game that I'm like...
How about that? Yeah, something about that game.
How about that game? Yeah. Why we got people's phones going off around here? I mean,
oh,
seriously.
Oh, that thing off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I hear Biggie Smalls going around. And it's still going. But anyway, what were we talking about? We're talking about Blue Dragon.
Yes.
Jeez. That's like the longest ring
excuse,
ever, man.
We'll have to excuse our technical complications.
Damn.
There.
5-minute ring.
That's because I sleep hard and I need to wake up if I hear them. Shut up.
Whatever.
You sleep hard.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. You sleep hard.
Not enough jokes there. All right.
Yeah.
So back to Blue Dragon.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is, but I can't stop playing it. I really don't know what it is. Like, every time I sit down, I'm like, oh, I can play for an hour. An hour turns into two turns into four.
It turned into, like, 4 in the morning last night.
It's just ridiculous. And you know what the greatest thing about that game? The boss battle music.
Yeah. Like I said, it's good, but I know he said he's heard it like fucking hour and he gets sick of it, but I really think it's going to get old if that's like every boss battle.
I don't know. I've fought probably 5 or 6 bosses in the 10 hours I've played it, and every time it comes on, I turn the TV up. I turn it up. I'm like, oh, here's it's on. It's on. The screen goes black, right? But she goes, checkpoint. And then it goes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Nice.
About to whoop some ass.
Nice.
I'm just wondering if the final boss music's going to be crazy.
Final boss music's going to be like Dragon Force or something.
Yeah, yeah, Dragon
about
Force.
10 minutes.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
What Blue Dragon really has going for it, though, is its presentation. It,
yeah.
It just screams, you know, entertainment.
Yeah.
High production value entertainment. I mean, and that's the thing is, I think that's where the reviewers are coming in, is they're, you know, wanting somebody to come in and revolutionize the RPG. And this is your prototypical RPG as far as gameplay goes. You have your attacks, you sort your magic, you even have quote unquote summon spells called corporals in this game. And have you gotten corporals yet?
I don't know, I haven't got it. I think they actually pronounce it corporeal.
Oh my goodness.
I don't
Well yeah, it's the shadow taking on shadow form.
Anyway, so
I hope you can skip those later in the game, because in the demo you couldn't, and they like last like 10 hours.
Oh, they're awesome.
They are awesome.
They are awesome.
But anyway,
awesome.
So you have all your prototypical stuff, and it really does nothing like super special as far as gameplay goes, but it's really not the gameplay per se, it's the experience itself that makes the game so good. So.
And I think that comes a lot from the visuals, the visual style of it, because it's probably, art-wise, the best-looking 360 game I've played in a long time. I mean, it and Bioshock, like, in the same month, it's just incredible to see where these, like, the direction goes with the way it looks. Like, the emotion on the characters' faces and just all of that stuff. It's just, it's an amazing game.
Right.
And I really just want to keep playing it. And I like the story. It's... it's your standard RPG fare, but then again, what RPG isn't going to have that standard story?
Right.
Well, I like it because it's like, I play a lot of RPGs, and a lot of RPGs lately have been like either like close to like mature rating or flat out mature rating. So it's kind of nice to have a game where you could play the game in front of play it in front of the kids, you know.
Except for when he starts calling the land shark a bastard and all that.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny. I was like,
well,
that's funny.
It's funny hearing him say it because, if I'm not mistaken, the person doing Shu's voice kind of sounds like a woman.
Yeah.
It does.
Is it a woman? I don't know the voice
I'm almost
actor.
Positive that it is.
Stop. But I like the characters. I like the game. And I think the visuals are just incredible. And the experience has been great. And I love it so far. And I'm still on disc one. So
yeah.
The environments are freaking awesome. Like, there's an underwater area that I've been in, and there's like this snow area that I've been in, and it's just, and the undead forest is really cool.
That's where I'm on my way to now, actually.
The undead forest, yep. Yeah. It's just the everything about it. I just like it. And if you're a fan of old school RPGs, you need to buy this game.
Yeah. I'm still at the very beginning, man.
This is the beginning.
I'm in the...
Yes!
This is the beginning.
Now every RPG is going to have some awesome
every
boss
RPG
music now.
Needs to have...
Well, the music, the boss music, for anybody who's unfamiliar, hasn't played a game yet, is so reminiscent of, like,
well,
Guilty
it's the lead
Gear.
Singer
like,
of Deep Purple, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think,
and,
yeah.
And it sounds like Guilty Gear music.
It does.
That 80s hair metal glam rock stuff.
But that's only the boss battle, because, right. Like, the environmental music is very Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Because it's the same composer.
Well, right. Same
yeah,
guy.
But, I mean, it's very reminiscent of Final Fantasy. Like, sometimes I'm like, I've heard that before.
Yeah, one of those beats, I was like, I know this was in Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Can't use that for this.
Yeah, the music is very similar to Final Fantasy.
But it's very good, too.
Yeah, it is.
It's very environmental, too. Like, every area has its own little, you know, theme song, and it's really good. I'm really enjoying it. So, what else? I mean, we talked about Blue Dragon for a while. What else is...
We did. Gundam. Dynasty Warriors Gundam. I'm playing that.
And how's that?
That's really good. If you enjoy Dynasty Warriors and you enjoy Gundam Wing. Or Gundam, even if you're a fan of the old Gundam.
He has some snoring going on.
Right.
Someone's
lots of
snoring.
Pressing X and forward.
And it is.
In other
like,
words,
I was playing it last night. I was like, my thumb is starting to hurt, but I was still having
in
fun.
In other words, if Wombat was here, he'd probably be touching himself right now.
You know what it didn't have? I played the demo, and you know what it didn't have? It didn't have Chinese people in fog.
No,
it doesn't have fog.
It does not.
Finally, the Koei guys realized how to do graphics without fog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does not have fog.
I enjoyed it. I can't say that I would spend $60 on it because I think it should have been cheaper. I think it should have been 40 or 50. I really do. Just like I think Stuntman should have been 40 or 50, but it's still a good game. So, anything else?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Messed with some stuff on the arcade, but that's pretty much it.
Cool. So what about you, Mr. Khan? What have you been playing this week?
Oh, okay. PC front, been still playing some Guild Wars. On the portable front, been playing play a little bit more of Rune Factory, which I got rid of. I mean, it was an all right game, but I just figured you have to be a fan of Harvest Moon to really appreciate it. And this was the first Harvest Moon game that I played, and you know what attracted
me. So you're
not
meant to be a farmer, then.
I like there's another Harvest Moon game.
It's Rune Factory. Yeah.
What's it on?
DS.
I like Harvest Moon. They're good games. But surprisingly, I don't like what's that game that you play with
Animal
the
Crossing?
Trees? Yeah, Animal Crossing. I can't do Animal Crossing.
Oh, fuck with Animal Crossing.
But thing is, I think I would almost like it better if it was just straight up Harvest Moon instead of Harvest Moon mixed with RPG monster slaying. Because the monster slaying part's like sucks. It's like a really cheap gauntlet.
This sounds awesome to me. There's Monster Slaying and Harvest Moon. That's awesome.
Well, there you go. You should go out and check it out. It's on DS.
Yeah, you got to check it out. I mean, it's not my cup of tea, but, I mean, who knows.
So, but, anything else?
Yeah, some more.
What is with everybody with these damn cell phones? I tell you.
Well, I've been playing Final Fantasy V on GBA, and...
Which I bet will get a great review, even though it's standard RPG. And also, like, I wasn't being, you know...
Yeah, of course not.
I think it's tell you the truth, there is similarity between Final Fantasy V and Blue Dragon.
Well,
the job system.
And how many times have you played 5? Is this like the third time it's been re-released?
But this is actually the first time that I'm actually seriously playing it.
No, I got you. I didn't mean you.
But yeah.
How many times has it been released, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it was released on the PS1, and when I played it, it kept on freezing up on my system, so I never actually really wanted to complete the game, because I was like, man, it's going to freeze up any moment now. So I didn't play that, so, I mean, playing on a portable system, it plays fantastic. I mean, you don't have to worry about load times or anything like that. It's cartridge. I've been playing that. I played some more Etrian Odyssey on DS, which is extremely hardcore. I mean, you have to level grind for like 10 hours to fight the next boss. But let me see what else. On the system front, 360, BioShock, some more BioShock.
You'll need to beat that game.
I need to beat the game.
You're killing me over here. I can't talk about any of this. Not that we're going to talk about it on the podcast anyway, because that's wrong.
Thing is, with BioShock, I'd probably have it already completed by now if it wasn't for the Heroes box set that came out this past week. So as soon as I finish up Heroes, man, it's on.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
It's on like Donkey Kong. But then also played Blue Dragon because I picked it up, and I'm only about 2 hours into Blue Dragon. I'm just level grinding right now.
Can I ask a really dumb question?
Okay.
Why is it that the non-RPG playing guy, I'm referring to myself, is 10 hours into this game that you RPG guys have only played for two? I'm trying to sort this out in my head, and I can't figure it out.
The only thing I have is just my work schedule, because I come home, and I'm like, I'm going to play this. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm going
to
sleep.
I'll sit here trying to figure it out. I'm like, 10 hours into this game. You guys are like, I just fought the first boss.
Well, thing is, I'm playing, like, 5 different RPGs at the same time, so I'm like...
You're good for that.
I'm separating my resources, so I'm pretty much scatterbrained when it comes to my gaming. But, yeah, Blue Dragon, and also just recently purchased on the Xbox Live Arcade the Super Puzzle Fighter and Streets of Rage Part 2.
Streets of Rage is good. Did you actually buy the full version?
Yeah.
We should get on and play some co-op.
I bought it, and what I did was I actually played the trial version before I actually bought it, so I haven't had any achievements yet, so I'll be getting those pretty soon.
I like it. I mean, I forgot how good it was as far as, like, playing.
And it's got music by Wazoo... what's his name? His first name's Wazoo...
I don't even think if you remember his name, anybody's going to know who you're talking about. If his name is Wazoo something, I...
Somebody be like, I know that guy.
You'd be like, what are you talking about? He's on the top charts.
Oh, yeah, his name's Wazoo Kashiro.
Yeah, I have no idea who you're talking about.
He's one of the greatest game composers from the 90s, especially during the 16-bit era. He did the music for both Actraiser and Actraiser 2. He did the music for the Wonders of Ease RPG for the TurboGrafx 16 CD system. And he... let me think, what else? He also did the music for Etrian Odyssey on the DS, which I'm also currently playing. And during the late 90s, he would do a lot of underground, like, almost independent game projects. He did music for a racing game series that never came out over here that looked similar to Initial D. But yeah, that's my...
That's your video game trivia
wow,
for the week.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Yeah, right, that was
me. He also write a song for Madonna.
He wrote a song for Madonna. Yeah.
All right, so yeah, that pretty much wrap up everything you've been playing?
Yeah, that was my total geek out moment right there.
All right, well, yeah. I think, it's time to wake the audience up.
Yeah. Wake them up.
Move on to you. What's been fondling your console, MrGamingAge.com?
MrGamingAge.com has been playing a lot of shit as well. In the middle of playing Tiger Woods, and I'm trying to get a gamer face, but the damn website keeps going down, and I don't, unfortunately, have a
EA
Xbox.
Web servers go down?
Yeah,
I've never heard
surprise,
of that.
Yeah. So I've unfortunately don't own a vision camera, so I can't do that the easy way. So I'm playing Tiger, Blue Dragon like everybody. BioShock, like everybody. Playing Brunswick Bowling on the PSP, which Michael Myers still hasn't sent me yet. So I'm still
well, I haven't got mine
one.
Either, so, yeah. You know.
Still waiting on that, but I did check that out, and it's actually really decent. The throwing system's a little weird, but...
I'm kind of excited to see how it works on the Wii.
I heard the Wii sucks because you do the same motions you do in the PS2 and PSP versions where you select the motion. You don't actually do the actual mechanics.
So why wouldn't they steal
of,
Wii Bowling and just add pro players or something?
They're lazy, and then they're going to charge you $39 for the Wii version when it's only $20 in the PS2 version. So, yeah.
Snap.
Yeah, there you go. So all you Wii owners, you know, not only get raped because there's nothing out right now except for Metroid, which I heard was really good. But
everybody seems to like Metroid, which I haven't played it yet, so.
But, yeah. And what else am I playing right now? I played MotoGP for 5 minutes and traded it in.
MotoGP.
So all the people who are wanting MotoGP 07, unless you're just like, you know, diehard or actually in the game yourselves and you just want it so you can see your persona on television, don't buy that at all.
You could buy 06. Well, is this still,
the
like,
demo
expensive?
Is better than the final version of the game because the demo at least doesn't have slowdown in it.
That's kind of sad.
Also sad. Playing Warhawk, yeah. Which is actually very decent. I finally got my butt online and played a little bit of that and got totally owned online. But
well, these guys are probably the ones that have been in the beta, and they're just so freaking good at it. Like,
well, of course they're the only people in the beta, because there's not a whole lot of people in the PlayStation 3.
Everybody that owns a PlayStation 3 got accepted to the beta. They still had some left over.
I did buy Lair.
Lair?
Lair.
Lair?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Have not opened it. Will not open it. It's getting ripped way too hard for me to invest $60 into it.
A game that gets 4.5 somewhere.
And I was mentioning earlier off the air to Zero Tolerance was the fact that bump mapping and pretty water just doesn't do it for me anymore.
You gotta have more than that.
Right, and that game just doesn't offer it. I mean, basically, it's a flying dragon game that's a button masher, and because I saw it running at a GameStop store, and flying dragon game, and dragons explode in midair like they're filled with nitric oxide or something. It just makes me
really?
Laugh.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
No, it does
no,
not.
No, it's retarded.
It's a dragon. They should fall to the ground, not explode.
Yeah. So it doesn't look like it's that. Definitely not worth anybody's time or effort. And thank you, Factor 5, for wasting 2 years of your life on this piece of shit.
It just amazes me that it doesn't surprise me there's no demo. That they're just expecting people just to kind of buy it because the PlayStation 3 doesn't have a lot of titles right now. And not everybody's online, so they're looking for a single-player game, and they put this game out with no demo, and it's just getting raped.
Hell, GameStop broke the street date just so they probably sell it before the reviews got out.
Game Informer gave it a good rating.
Did they?
Like an 8.
Game Informer gave it
really?
An 8?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like
That's amazing.
I think they were slipped the game with like $200.
Did Dave Halverson start working for Game Informer?
I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that there are no PS3 games. They're like, oh, this is decent.
It's all right.
I'm going to give it an 8.
It would have gotten a 10.
We can waggle it.
Yeah, waggle.
Yeah.
So does that pretty much wrap it up?
I think it's everything I'm playing this weekend. Waiting, of course, for Stranglehold.
Stranglehold. How many people are not excited about this game?
I'm
not.
Whatever. Put your hand down.
Sorry.
So are you ready now? Can I come to you?
Yeah. No,
okay.
Yeah.
What's been fondling your console?
BioShock.
BioShock?
Once.
Once?
That's it.
Wow.
You played Warhawk in baseball.
I did play Warhawk with Boogeyman. I liked it.
He beat me in baseball, you cocksucker.
Yes, I did. I did. I beat him at his game. But it was a good game.
It was a good
game.
And
he beat me in Madden Online.
You were throwing interceptions just because it was fun, apparently.
It was fun to throw interceptions. I was just like, hey, watch this.
But I played some Puzzle Fighter.
Puzzle Fighter's awesome. I'm surprised nobody else is talking about this more.
I mean, excited about it.
I mean, it's online. We finally play online. It's pretty, except for the sprites of the characters, which is kind of
you don't
blurry.
Really pay attention to that.
No, you really don't. It's the blocks that matter.
Yeah, it was weird, man. It's like the profiles are like super high def. But then the characters themselves are just like...
They're like the old sprites, just blurred out so you can't see the pixels. I mean, that's really all they are.
And the thing is, when you see the profiles, I was thinking to myself, is this what the remixed version of Super Street Fighter 2 is going to look like,
Well, Super
in real
Street
time?
Fighter 2 is being redone.
Yeah,
being redesigned, so...
Dude, I can't... That is my most anticipated Xbox Live Arcade game.
I'm really excited to see it, because Street Fighter 2 was awesome online. I mean, it wasn't really laggy. I mean, there were some bouts, but... I'm just really excited to see the redesign of the characters.
Did you see the Balrog stage artwork on the internet?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I just saw character art.
Dude, the stage, the backgrounds look hand-drawn. I mean, if I can even imagine the background actually moving like it does in the arcade version, it's gonna blow everybody's mind.
I'm looking forward to it. I love Street Fighter, so. So is anything else? Anything else going on? Playing anything else?
No.
Didn't you play the new My Chemical Romance Guitar Hero pack?
Oh yeah, because I got bored.
Are the songs good?
Yeah, it's fun. There's one easy song, even for me, on hard, and I suck at this game. But the other two, pretty hard.
Pretty hard?
Disappointing that I thought that we were going to get more downloadable content for this, and the first of it actually is My Chemical Romance.
So how many songs are there?
65,000.
No, there's three.
No, there's only three.
There's three
songs. Every downloadable content pack for Guitar Hero is three songs.
I was expecting more from the first game, because there's still songs I want from
This is 15 songs now downloadable, and there's only three originals, and we have Guitar Hero 3 coming in
a
little over a month.
You think they're going to even get more downloadable content then?
I honestly don't
right
know.
The
if they were smart, what they would do was they would make new downloadable content that will work with either game.
Both games. I'm still waiting for the Halo theme.
I don't think it's going to happen at this point.
Whatever, I'm still holding my breath.
You know, hold your breath for that one.
I am.
I don't think it's going to happen. But
can hope.
You never know.
I was looking at your soundtrack.
That would be better for
Mine
Rock
actually,
Band, the Halo theme, because it has drums and everything. I mean, there's no vocals, but
no, the mini bosses were playing it. The mini bosses were playing it at PAX.
Really?
The Halo theme. If you don't know who the mini bosses are, they're a band that cover nothing but video game music.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
Nice.
You know who else was at PAX? Freeze Pop.
Really?
Yeah. Did you play Guitar Hero, the bonus tracks?
I thought that name sounded familiar. Yeah. Okay.
You know they don't play guitars?
What the hell do they play?
Keyboards.
It's all keyboards.
Like Devo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
they play like guitar keyboards. I'm like, why is this song in Guitar Hero?
It's not keyboard.
Hey, I like it. I really like it.
It's an interesting song, and it's fun to play on Guitar Hero, but I see them on stage playing it. There's two keyboarders and a singer. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
You know who wasn't there, though? Rush. They were here in town last night.
Really?
Yes, they were.
See, that Geddy Lee was in my town.
Yes, he was.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Rush was in Halloween, too.
Yes, they were.
What?
I've heard Tom Sawyer.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I've heard Tom Sawyer so many times in the last few. It was in an episode of Sopranos. It was in the Halloween movie. It was an episode of Family Guy.
Which, I don't know.
The Family Guy where Chester the Cheetah was snorting the cocaine, and he's listening to Tom Sawyer, and
is
he's
it
like,
one of the newer
Neil
ones?
Peart is the greatest drummer ever!
It's one of the newer ones, then.
Yeah,
it's
one of the newer ones.
I haven't seen it.
Man, this is coincidence, man.
And Tom Sawyer is in?
Rock Band.
Rock Band.
So, in other words, Rush is getting mad money lately.
No, they're pouring themselves out. They need the money.
Well, you know, they just released a new album.
Gotta wonder, though, are they getting paid in American dollars or Canadian?
Giddy Lee!
Giddy Lee!
Alright, so I guess that just leaves me.
Cause his mind is not for rent.
I will choose free rent! I can't wait for Rock Band. I'm still gonna rock that song.
Any... Is it still $200?
There's no official price yet.
Not yet.
No official price yet. I'd say that it's probably going to be at least $200, at least, for the whole bundle.
Yay.
So, I think it's worth it.
Fantastic!
If it's going to be wireless guitar, I've been hearing they're on the, the fence.
On 360, they're on the fence. Don't know yet. But in Europe, they're getting a PS2 version.
PS2
They haven't confirmed it for US, though, surprisingly.
Hmm.
It's kind of weird. We will move on, and we will come to...
What are
me.
You playing?
What am I playing? A shitload of Blue Dragon. Which we've already talked a lot about Blue Dragon.
Speaking of which, don't you find it cool that you can, like, search through the poo?
Squish.
That is so... I'm going to play
I
it now.
I laughed so hard. It was like treasure.
Well,
I turned around, I was like, what?
Oh,
it was like squish.
I laughed when it says squish in the subtitles. I'm like,
that's
really?
That's what I laughed when it said squish.
And I was always wondering what they meant in the EGM review when they were saying, in the enemy is like, what do you mean there's nothing interesting in the first 20 hours? The enemy's literally shit fucking gold.
Right. They do shit gold. They literally do
squish,
shit gold.
Squish, 60 gold.
But here's the thing about Blue Dragon and anybody who knows me. I'm not playing it for the achievements, obviously. I'm 10 hours in, I got 10 points. Two achievements, and I got those in the first hour.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, not playing it for achievements. I'm just really liking it that much.
Yeah, most achievements are for...
maxing out characters.
Maxing out everything. And
which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, and the tapping the A button one, which somebody has. Where? I must have missed.
Yeah, Boogeyman's the only one who's got it. Yeah. I don't have it either.
I started to go
I don't
back
have it either.
And do it, and I was like, I don't really care.
It's 5 points.
It's 5 points.
All right, I'm also playing something nobody else in here is playing, is a shitload of Stuntman. Which I think is absolutely incredible.
Wish I would have bought instead of MotoGP.
If you played the original Stuntman, just forget it ever happened. Because it's nothing. It's actually fun. I mean, it's not. It is forgiving. It does have its learning curve. It's learning the scenes and learning what you have to do. But in addition to the 6 movies that you get to go through, there's also like commercials. You can go film commercials for the movies, which is really kind of cool, and for products for the movies.
How many scenes per movie?
6. So there's 36 total scenes that you actually do. And then there's also odd jobs, which are just things like stunt rings and jumping through fire, chasing down rigs, going under them, just doing little stunts. Then there's also online, where you can get online and play backlot racing, or you can get online and do like a competitive movie scene and steal other people's points. And there's also a stunt editor where you can go in and create your own stunts, load them up online, and play it.
That's cool.
It sounds good.
It's really sad to me that this game is going to sell like 12 copies. Because
well,
it's really good.
You were saying earlier it should have been cheaper. All that, I think.
It should have been cheaper, but you know what? At $60, I still don't think it's a ripoff.
Oh, so
I really
a lot
don't,
for
just
it.
For what you get.
Yeah.
It's so friggin' big, and it's so fun, and it's really good. I'm really enjoying it.
They did a lot of advertising dollars in it, though, so it may sell all right.
I hope it does. I mean, because it's different. It's not your standard just racing game. It's not your standard, like, Destruction Derby game. It's something different.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's something that people always bitch all the time, well, this is the same as everything else. Well, then go buy something like this.
What else is like it?
Nothing's like this, but I mean, people are always bitching, well, I don't want to buy Project Gotham because it's just another racing game. Well, then go buy this. You know, because I can't recommend it. I'm writing a review for it right now, so I'm hoping that I can push that out there and sell some games.
Well, I'm definitely going to buy it when I get the money.
I mean, I love it. I'm having a ball. I'm rotating between that and Blue Dragon. Like, I'll sit down and usually play Stuntman and then jump into Blue Dragon because once I start in Blue Dragon, I usually don't stop for a while. And I also played a new PSP RPG this weekend that I managed to review, which was Dragoneer's Aria.
Yeah, how is that?
It's got a lot of problems.
Really?
It's got a lot of problems. And it mostly comes from the fact that your mana bar never regenerates. It never gets any higher.
Mm-hmm.
You don't actually expand. So whatever mana you have at the beginning, that's all you have. It never gets any larger. You never get to carry anymore. And you share it amongst all your party.
Oh, that's awesome.
Interesting.
And your skills only go up when you use them. So say like Resurrect will only level up if you use it. So it kind of pushes you to kill teammates. So that you can practice resurrecting.
Oh, that sounds very similar to the system.
Final Fantasy II.
Yeah, exactly. Final Fantasy II. Yeah.
I'm not an RPG player.
I'm not an RPG player, but that doesn't mean I'm not chock full of knowledge. But it's all right. I wrote my review. I think I gave it a 6.5 or something like that. I mean, it's not the greatest RPG, but at least it's different. It's different because basically you're protecting dragons. You're supposed to go out and find the secret behind this dragon. You're a dragoneer, which is a person that rides dragons, for those of you that don't know.
You look at me when you said
that. I just threw
it
out there, you know. Just in case you are curious about that.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not really, but thanks.
Us RPG fans, we know what a Dragoneer is.
Yes, you are, but you're still getting pwned by me in Blue Dragon, so...
Wait, throw that in there.
I just thought I'd throw that in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And other than that, it's just the same stuff. A Puzzle Fighter, Streets of Rage, I haven't really played much else. I mean, it's been all Blue Dragon all week.
He didn't get Warhawk.
No, I didn't get Warhawk. I haven't got it yet just because I don't have the $60 to lay it down. But then again, Sony, if you're listening and you want to send me a free copy, I'd be happy to play it and talk about it on here.
Yeah, you rebought a PS3. You might want to buy something for it one day.
I don't really need anything. I just need my Metal Gear.
Metal Gear!
Metal Gear!
And then Heavenly Sword next week, which I'm excited.
Have to let me know how that is.
But other than that, it's been all Blue Dragon. I'm playing through BioShock again, which I'm loving.
So how does it end?
What happens at the end of the game is that you turn into a turtle.
A turtle?
And then you eat yourself in turtle soup.
That's a feat.
Yep.
It's an achievement, too, isn't it?
Ba-dink! All right, so now that we got the spoilers out of the way, because everybody knows now you turn into a turtle, we're gonna rant down the releases this week. It starts off with Garfield Nightmares for the DS.
Got mine paid off, man. Good stuff.
Oh,
wish
yeah.
I had a DS.
You wish you had a DS?
Just for that game.
Yeah. All right, we move on. Medal of Honor Airborne ships this week for the Xbox 360.
Oh.
I don't really care about that.
The demo was...
It was better than all the other Medal of Honors.
It was better than the other Medal of Honors, but it still wasn't as good as Call of Duty.
No, it was still... They're getting there.
They're getting there.
By the time they get there, Call of Duty's moved on from this World War II shit.
By the time they get there, it will be in World War IV, and they'll be like, wow, we're still focused on 2.
Naruto Uzumaki Chronicles 2.
For what?
Oh, for
PlayStation 2.
Yeah. Can you spell that?
No. Resident Evil The Essentials. For the PlayStation 2. Oh,
what games does that
consist of?
Let's check. Compilation. Resident Evil. Resident Evil Code Veronica X, Outbreak, and Resident Evil 4. Because Outbreak isn't essential.
It is.
Yeah. But not Outbreak 2, which makes me laugh.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. Just more ways to cash in on the franchise. Worms Open Warfare for the PSP. And DS.
Hmm.
Pool Party. For the Wii.
Pocket pool, but
not the kind of pool you swim in, like shooting pool. Just throw that out there.
Clarifying that.
We're not doing waggle diving.
You need like two controllers. Like.
Look, I'm doggy paddling. Stranglehold for the 360.
Woot.
Not the PS3. PS3's been delayed till mid-September.
Stranglehold's going to suck.
Whatever.
I'm just kidding.
You can get your Halo controllers, headsets, and Xbox Live Messenger kit this week, too.
Sweet.
Oh, the headset comes? I don't have enough money.
You don't have enough money.
Yes, because I have to buy a Stranglehold.
You're
going to
buy
a
wireless headset?
Did you reserve it?
Oh, Jesus, no.
Yeah, then you ain't getting shit.
Oh, well.
They cut us off 2 weeks ago, so you don't have to worry about it.
What, the Halo headsets?
Yep, everything. All the Halo accessories.
The controllers look like ass.
They're all limited edition shit, so.
The controllers
come with a little Master Chief figure, though.
They still look like ass.
Yes, they do.
But. All right, but that's all the new releases this week. Can you believe that? That's it.
Stranglehold.
So Stranglehold.
Stranglehold.
Stranglehold, Medal of Honor, if you're into the series.
I gotta go watch Hard Boiled before I put Stranglehold.
Yes, you do.
It's a real good movie.
Right,
but here's a question. Are you gonna wait till September for the PS3 version?
No. I'm buying 360. This is September.
Oh, shit, it is.
Yeah, they pushed it back.
Wait, I thought you said they pushed it back to September.
Mid-September.
Mid-September.
Yeah, so it's like 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah, no.
It's already September.
Because everybody else is going to have it on Xbox, and I'll be the only fool running around with strangers on PlayStation 3 like, I don't know you people.
You people?
I can't even talk to you people.
You people.
Yep.
All right, so that pretty much wraps that up. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to answer questions from the readers. So, Mr. Khan. We'll be right back. Alright, we're back. Now we're going to answer some questions from readers. It's like we weren't even gone.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah.
Alright, the first question. We answered three questions from, I think, two or three questions from this guy last week. I mean, he's got a lot of questions.
Is it Lil Bush?
Lil Bush.
Lil Bush.
His name's Lil Bush.
That's a funny show.
Lil Bush. Alright. He says, as everyone knows, Xbox Live is the juggernaut of online gameplay, and PlayStation Network is not as good as Xbox Live, as we've so eloquently put it so many times.
Ooh.
But when PlayStation Network gets updates to send messages while you're playing a game, and rumored gamer cards at PlayStation Home is listening to music while you're playing games, do you still think Xbox Live is still better, and can it still be worth $50?
Yeah,
they gotta get there. For, yeah, that's a bunch of ifs that they gotta get.
Yeah,
to.
That's right. A bunch of ifs, and
that's like saying if good. PlayStation 3 sells more than a million units. I mean, come on now, they gotta get there first. I mean, that's basically you're asking if they offer everything that Xbox Live offers, is it worth $50 to pay for Xbox Live? Of course not. That's a retarded thing to say, to be honest with you.
Well, it's like having McDonald's say, my cheeseburgers are free, and Burger King has the same cheeseburgers, and they're like, well, they're $4. Where
right.
would you go?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I tell you what, it's not, I'm not talking about features. PlayStation really has to work on their stability issues. I still get my ass bumped off all the time on PlayStation Network. And
I get
is it just me, or the downloading of the demos and stuff is like, ultra slow.
Yeah,
it's much slower than
it's like, you know, if nobody's playing the PlayStation 3, why is this taking so long?
Exactly.
So what are they going to do when actually, if they get a Bull Rush assistance? But of course, they're not going to, because they can't release a system that's affordable for anybody.
Well, the big
thing,
and
if they do, bring out, hey, here's a new console. Oh, by the way, we're going back to $599 again. The price that everybody hated in the first place.
Well, I think the big thing is the way Microsoft does it, and what makes Xbox Live so great is that it's streamlined. I mean, the PlayStation 3 still doesn't even have a standard headset.
Yeah.
I mean, the most basic feature of online gameplay, the PlayStation 3 doesn't have a standard headset. It doesn't have a standard friends list across every game. It doesn't have standard messaging. I mean, that's what makes Xbox Live so good.
Home's never going to come out.
Home probably is never going to come out. And it has everything that's in it, but at the same time, do you really want to sacrifice just being able to do it as opposed to having to walk around and do it and have your little avatar running around? I mean, I understand, like, a picture of yourself or something. That's fine. But a full-blown, like, character, like, you're The Sims and I'm going to go play my game?
It's a great thought, but it's really just, it's more hassle than it's worth, because most people just want to jump their ass online and play.
See, yeah, that's why, on that point, I don't think it's a great thought. I'm popping a disc and want to play. I don't want to.
It's a great thought for people if you're not going to integrate all that stuff into it. If you just want to do this whole social networking thing, that's fine. Because a lot of people are into that. A lot of people like that. But don't integrate the features that you need for online gameplay into that and make it so you have to go into Home to use them.
Right.
Make those accessible from the cross-media bar, then we'll talk. But to answer the question more about if it gets to that level, yes, it's not worth paying $50 for if somebody else has it.
But of course, Microsoft will know this, and they'll probably ditch the $50 fee.
Exactly.
Anyway, Microsoft has more than made their money back on Xbox Live, so now, even though I'll keep paying my $50 every year, and I'm the sucker who keeps doing it, you know, Microsoft doesn't have to charge $50 anymore.
No,
but you know what? You know what that $50 does? Gives you peace of mind, and other servers are going to be constantly stable.
Yep. Yeah, and you're always going to get upgrades, you're always going to get this, you're always going to get that. Everything is streamlined straight across the board. I mean, it goes back to the old phrase, you get what you pay for.
I mean, honestly, minus, and I'm not talking about when you're playing Madden and you get kicked off. That's EA's fault.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when's the last time you tried to download an Xbox Live Arcade game or a demo and had an issue? Never?
Yeah, never.
And that's, what $50 pays for.
Yeah, the only time you have issues is when you have things like the Halo 3 beta, where you have just a ridiculous amount of people trying to hit it at one time.
Right. But that's going to happen no matter what. Anything. Happens with Warcraft and everything else.
It happens with every game that's huge. Like, I mean, come on, the internet crashed the day the Grand Theft Auto trailer went up.
Right.
Come on. It's going to happen like that. But every week when an arcade game comes out, there's not a minute, except for maybe the jackass that's sitting up till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning waiting on it to be released, and he's complaining because, oh my God, it's not there at 3:01. Other than that, if you get up in the morning, you go on Xbox Live, you can download it. It's, I mean, literally like a 50 meg game, like that. I mean, it's nothing.
Yeah.
BioShock, for some reason, the demo took a while.
A lot of people were hitting it, I think.
Well, that, and that's a gig and a half.
Yeah, so. It was a gig and a half. It was a pretty big size.
It's a giggity giggity, man.
It's a giggity giggity.
Usually, I wouldn't have any. It took almost a full day for me to download it.
Well, then,
other than that, it was.
Well, it's because you're still using AOL.
I'm not using AOL.
Ouch.
They're not my service.
AOL. You're using that Italian network.
That's why. That overseas connection.
No, I would have a problem with this Lonus if... Never mind. I'm going to stop it there.
Leave it alone. We're going to move on to the next question. The next question is, do you guys... This is from The Big Loser.
The Big Loser.
He wants to know, do you guys think that MMOs are becoming the new it genre of gaming? No. Right now, we're in the FPS phase of gaming and platforming before that. But WoW has over 9 million people and growing. Guild Wars has over 1-2 million. And then there's a plethora of new MMOs coming out, ranging from subgenres, action, RPG, FPS, racing, which there is a lot of MMO-style games coming out.
Yeah.
But do you think... I mean, that MMOs are the next, and if MMOs aren't going to be the wave of the future, what will be?
See, I don't think it will be.
I mean, for the computer, it works
fine, but for consoles, I don't think it will.
Consoles, it hasn't taken off quite as well.
And I don't, like, I'm waiting for the Marvel MMO, if that ever comes out, but I don't see it being the wave of the future.
Do you agree that first-person shooters are the it thing right now?
Right now, yeah, because there's...
Yeah, just, it's like every game coming out.
The thing is, that's kind of a weird contradiction, just for the fact that MMOs have been out for a while. Long while.
It just really
hit big with what?
Right.
World
I mean, EverQuest has been out for what, 6 years?
Yeah.
Actually, EverQuest is where it hit big. Then Mortal Warcraft killed EverQuest.
Yeah.
And
so,
now,
I mean, it's good. I mean, thing is it a permanent genre? Yeah. Is it, does, you know, will GameStops have to incorporate their new thing on, you know, action, adventure, sports, and MMOs? Yes. It's got its following and it's got its, you know, thing, but it's not going to be the next, you know, the next Wii.
The next
per
Wii?
Per se, that basically everybody's got to do. There's a lot of people who don't want to do MMOs, and you're talking to one of them. I mean,
I don't anymore.
I never got into them. I love playing online,
but I don't want to live online.
No. Right.
Yeah.
So what do you think, so if it seems the consensus is it's not going to be the next big thing, what do you think is?
Wii Fitness. And I have kid.
The sarcasm. But I think it's going to stick with the first-person shooter.
You think first-person shooter's going to... my guess? Casual games. I think that Xbox Live Arcade, PlayStation Network, and Wii are going to usher in like so many more people that want to play these games, not to mention that we, as hardcore gamers, play these games.
We play them, but not as often.
But everybody plays these games. I think companies are going to... I mean, you see it with EA... with EA making their own division for casual entertainment, that I think the casual games are going to become the new it thing. Like, every company's going to have their own casual set of games.
Right. Well, that's
everybody can play.
That's where the Wii falls in.
Yeah, I mean, and it's all because of the Wii, and it's because of, you know, to a lesser degree, Xbox Live Arcade's popularity, which it's pretty damn popular. So I think that's what the next it thing's going to be, is casual games.
Yeah, Xbox Live Arcade.
It's going to kill the industry.
It's got a very good potential to kill the industry.
It will make all the stockholders out there happy, but for all of us hardcore gamers who are listening to this podcast at this point in time, just pray a little pray that really doesn't happen, because otherwise you're going to be playing all kinds of crappy casual games.
I don't see it happening. I don't. And that's the reason why.
I think that there will always be us.
Yes.
Even after this casual phase phases out, that we will still be there to pick the pieces back up. I think the industry will shrink after the
casual. Just like the comic book industry. It goes through its phases.
Yeah.
And that's how I usually roll.
That's how you roll?
When I'm in the comic book phase, I buy them. Then out of that, I go to my video games. Right now, I'm out of my video game phase.
Well, you know, it's like he said, just like with comic books, like when the Spider-Man movie comes out, how much do you think the sales of Spider-Man comics spike? I mean, they always spike when the Spider-Man movie comes out. It's just business. But I think the industry will hit a peak with this casual thing, and I think it'll be huge, and then I think it's going to die back down and go back to the hardcore, and these companies are going to go back to making hardcore games constantly instead of separating.
I just don't see it. Now, I know, like, what more can be done for a first-person shooter?
It doesn't have to necessarily be something new done.
Well, BioShock answered a lot of that.
Yeah, BioShock did answer a lot of that, what can be done. I mean, there's still games like BioShock coming out that come out and you're like, oh my god, that's friggin' amazing. And then there are games like Time Shift that are coming out where you're just like, hey, look, it's another first-person shooter that I don't care about, you know? I mean, it's always going to be like that. Just like there's going to be MMOs that come out, like World of Warcraft, where you go, oh my god, you know, there's like 9 million people playing this game. And then there'll be MMOs that come out like,
The
Matrix Online, or, you know, they're like, no, I don't want to play this. This is crap.
Also, if MMOs for some crazy reason, actually do become the next wave of things, start investing in the Kroger for your stocks as well, because there'll be a lot of fat motherfuckers out there because nobody's going to get up and do anything.
Yeah. Consistently. If everything goes MMO, pose this question. Could you imagine a Mario MMO? Would you want Mario as an MMO?
No.
Would you want Halo as an MMO?
No. I want Shadow as an MMO because that's about the only thing I'm ever going
to
get.
Probably. Well,
I'm not even looking forward to Halo Wars. I really don't care. Just give me my first person Halo.
Well,
punch
I mean, I'm going to
punch
him. Is that
RTS? I don't.
It's Age of Empires. It's not an MMO, man.
Right. And it fills in the gap, you know, before the Flood. So it goes back and tells about their
I just care that
the,
it's a I don't pretty care, kick-ass Kevin. Looking RTS.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you watch the developer's diary? Yeah. Oh my god, I was like, I cannot wait to play this.
Yeah.
It's just not my game. I'm not excited about it.
You don't like RTSs. But anyway, we'll move on.
Next question. I got something to add to it.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I think maybe not the next big thing, but I think the subject matter that a lot of game developers will probably implement into their games in the future is moral dilemmas in games. Because, like BioShock, you know, the whole moral dilemma about the little sisters. I think in the future, I think certain game companies are going to take chances and really hit home with moral dilemma choices. And I think that would add a whole other layer to the psychological take of a game.
The only problem with that is you're talking development time.
Yeah.
I mean, game companies can't afford development time anymore. That's why we're seeing so much shit get rushed out the door.
Yep.
It's kind of ironic.
So we will see certain smaller companies who want to, you know, take two or three of their gaming years and develop a really solid game, which will have those kind of things. But that's way too much development time. Gamers, for worse, not for better, or just can't wait for the next sequel.
Mm-mm.
And it's getting really bad when you start seeing genres, and I'm not talking sports. You know, you expect sports to come out every year just because of roster updates and stuff like that, and changes teams and changes stadiums and stuff. I mean, you got to keep sports games current.
Yeah.
Just like wrestling games. Mm-hmm. But when you get like Tony Hawk out every year, Need for Speed out every year, and genres that used to only come out every blue moon, you're not going to get any originality and that kind of thing is they sell. And so developers are going to go, do I want to go for the quick buck and make my money, or do I want to take some time and take a chance that it might not sell, like Shenmue?
Well, you have to look at that. Every company does that. I mean, like with Activision, I mean, they've got to be laughing because their Transformers game sold millions and millions of copies, and it was kind of thrown out there in the mix, and that, you know, if they make another movie, they'll make another game, and they'll make another million, just like Spider-Man. Just like
Matrix.
Anything else.
I'm going to take
Matrix. Anytime a Matrix movie comes out.
I'm going to take more personal on his point. I don't want to have a game that has moral choices. I live my life. I got to, you know, do moral choices every day. I play games to escape that bullshit. So I don't want to do that in my game.
It's an interesting concept, and it's only good if it works.
Yeah.
With BioShock, it works. With other games, it doesn't necessarily work that well. And I think that's the big thing is with a game like BioShock, it's because they spent so much time perfecting it. They spent so much time making it. And like you said, not every company can afford to do that. Right. And I think that Irrational Games only got to do that because 2K was fitting the bill. And I think that's why. Wow. But it paid off for them in the end. It doesn't pay off for everybody.
And I don't see them, like you guys said, doing that in a lot of the games.
I don't think it's going to be a
because most people come home from shitty jobs, shitty lives, and just put in the game just to enjoy it.
They just want
to
shoot people online?
Yeah.
That's what Halo's for.
So you're telling me that dramatic thrillers don't do well in the movie theater?
Well, they go to escape, too. That's it's a different...
But that's what video games are. They're different.
Yeah, and they go to escape, but they don't have to make a choice.
I mean, he's got a point. It's a great idea, but it's not one that's going to be implemented because of time and money.
Well, I agree, but people go to the movies to enjoy their lives. Or escape their lives. I don't think they want to go into a game making the same decisions they have to do in their lives.
I do if they do it well. But only if they do it well.
Besides BioShock, what else has been...
There hasn't been much.
Well,
it really hasn't.
Here's the thing. A lot of the entertainment out there today reflects our lives, you know, like the history that's going on, you know, like the Iraqi war and everything, and how movies are more... A lot of movies are focused on, like, the whole terrorism and, like, the show 24, which Professor Chaos is wearing the 24 T-shirt right now. That's like a reflection of.
In case they were curious,
right?
that's like a reflection of what's going on today, like in a more dramatic, you know, type of thing. But yeah, I just sound crazy right there. But anyway, I just find it ironic that we escape from reality, but go into something that's very similar, but like the same situation, but like on steroids.
Right. Well, some of that is because you know that that situation is fake, what you're looking at. So, you know, us
being
this war and everything is real. If we're going to go watch in a movie, we know the good guys are going to win and the bad guys are going to lose, even if that's not, you know, what realistically is happening right now or whatever. So, you know.
That was a very long discussion on whether or not MMOs would be
the it was.
It genre.
Yeah.
But let's move on to the next question. Once again from Little Bush. I said he's got all kinds of questions.
Little Bush. Little Condi.
Little Bush wants to know, how important are game demos? With games like Halo or Grand Theft Auto, do they really need a demo? Because they're going to sell just because of their name. What about games like Army of Two, Stranglehold, Assassin's Creed? Also, can games... Can a game demo fail a game before it even gets released?
Yes.
Yep.
I think so.
Definitely.
Look at the time shift.
That's horrible. Poor Tad.
I think demos have a lot to do with...
I think game demos are the next big thing is making a game great, because Bioshock demo really showed a lot of people how good it was. The Stranglehold demo showing people really how good it is.
Was it necessary?
Well, the thing is, yes, Stranglehold, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about like Bioshock.
Yes.
Halo.
Yes. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
With Halo, maybe not so much. Grand Theft Auto, maybe not so much.
Bioshock,
yes.
Bioshock had barely any reception whatsoever before the demo. Once the demo hit, I probably took 3/4 of my reserves.
Jesus.
Because everybody saw how good it was. Because you got to remember, these are titles that don't get as much press. Yeah. And even if they do get pressed, people ignore it because it doesn't say Halo on it or Grand Theft Auto. So I think demos are just essential to the future. I just hope people don't start charging for demos. So if you're listening, Microsoft, don't start charging points
for
demos.
You start charging for demos, I mean...
And people won't get
that'll
them,
just hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I mean, and do demos make or break a game? Of course. But you know what? That's up to the company to decide whether or not they're... game is worthy of releasing a demo for.
Yeah, and you'll notice the games that don't get demos are usually the ones that developers don't want you to see.
Well, then you see games like Overlord getting demos late, which, I mean,
but they're still a demo.
There's still a demo.
Everybody's going to be there day one.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right. It helps for those people like, oh, really?
Overlord's another great example.
Yeah.
Overlord not only surfaced from word of mouth and sold like crazy, but Overlord also surfaced once the demo came out.
Yeah.
And people actually got to try it.
Now, the only thing about demos is that could possibly change when the game actually comes out. So the demo could be possibly better than the game.
Like MotoGP 07.
Like MotoGP. Like,
it happens sometimes, but it also works in reverse.
Right.
Some games are, you know, the demo's horrible, but then the final game is really good.
Right.
So you have to be careful when you release a demo, because
we
otherwise...
We actually played something like that. I can't remember. Not so long ago.
Project Silphied, for me, was one of the most recent ones I can think of, because the demo, I just hate it. I was like, I really don't like this game, and I kind of picked it up on a whim because I had some trades, and I picked it up, and I played it, and I really enjoyed it. And it surprised me. I was like, wow, it was really... The demo just kind of sucked.
And since me and you are not RPG kind of guys... I would have never touched the Blue Dragon before the demo.
And then when
I played the demo, I was sold.
Yeah, I was on the fence about Blue Dragon. I'm kind of like, it could be another Xenosaga for me where I actually want to play it. And then it could be another just crap RPG that I'm just not interested in.
The last RPG I played was Dragon Quest VIII.
Ew.
And thing is, and before that, it was probably somewhere in the... Xenosaga universe as well.
What's funny is I finished like maybe 3 RPGs in my life, like from beginning to end, just finished them. And, you know, Final Fantasy VII was one of them, Xenosaga was one of them, and now Blue Dragon's probably going to be
one
of
them.
All
I can say for the future of gaming is more demos.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what's better to entice somebody's appetite than, you know, it's like if you go to the mall. And you see the Chinese people all out there and they're handing out the samples and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like thinking about it. You're like, well, I don't know if I'm really in the mood. Then you take a bite of the bourbon chicken. You're like, all right, I got to have some of that. So, and that's the way it happens. And the same thing with the demo. It gives people a chance to see whether or not they want the game. Is it worth their $60?
Like Stuntman. I wouldn't have bought Stuntman. I haven't bought it yet, but I'm going to because of the demo. Because I heard the first one was just too hard. It was not fun to play because it was too hard. This one... I enjoyed.
The demo was really well done, too. It gave you three different sections of the game to play, and it let you toy around with it, and then, you know, you got to play it, and it's like, wow, this is really kind of good. Yeah. And demos can do that. But another thing that does that, which I find shocking, is, like, price. Like, for instance, just recently, you know what the number one selling game on Amazon was a couple weeks ago? Shadowrun. Do you know why? Because they cut the price in half. They marked it from $60 to $30, and it became the number one selling item on Amazon.
Oh, it's $30 now?
Huh. What? It was on Amazon for $30.
I'm pissed. I spent $60 on it now. God dang it.
I think that's another huge thing, and I think these developers need to do to sell some of these lesser-known titles, is bring the price. Even if you know, people look at games now, they're $59.99. You're like, oh my God, I don't want to pay for that. You drop it $10, you know how much more inviting that makes it look?
Yeah.
When you see a game, it's kind of sad now that $49.99 is inviting.
Right.
That's really kind of sad, because it used to be the standard.
It's like you're playing to the Wii crowd now.
Exactly. Well, Wii people just don't care.
Yeah.
But, they buy Chicken Shoot and Carnival games. And go, I got new games for my Wii.
Woo, look at this waggle.
At least they're buying games for the Wii, unlike the PS3.
Although I do, you know, for all you Wii fans out there, I do want Mario Galaxy, and I just might buy another Wii just to play it.
Mario Galaxy looks really pimp.
It does. Mario Galaxy.
And now I hear all this stuff about Metroid, and I'm kind of like, oh, I'd kind of like to play that, because I love the first one.
Yeah.
And they're talking about it's just as good as the first one. I'm like, eh, God damn it, I want to play.
I gave my free copy away to somebody, too.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. You got a free copy of it. All right, we're going to move on to the last question. I think we covered that one pretty good. Did you look like you had... Oh, you did the stunt, man. Never mind. Next one we're going to talk about is Haze. We're going to debate about Haze. Reader Odeon, who's going to be in the Halo battle on the member side.
Odeon, that's a cool name.
He wants to know, there's a heated debate going on about Haze. He wants to know the thoughts on the game, its potential, both commercial and critical, and where will it stand against other first-person shooters this fall?
Fanboys are holding on way too hard for this one.
Yeah, they are. Although it does look really good.
For watching the movie for the first time, it looks good.
It looks good.
If I had a PS3, I'd probably buy it.
Yeah. Exactly, but would you buy a PS3 for Haze?
Warzone again.
No.
Exactly.
No, I would.
People would buy, unfortunately, I mean, because obviously these people never played the first one. If they did, they were blinded. But people will buy a PS3 to play Killzone. But I don't think it's the turn for Haze.
Yeah, it is kind of sad that people will buy a PS3 to play Killzone. I mean, it's pretty. Don't get me wrong. It's
polished turd, too.
It's gorgeous, man.
Turd when it's all said.
Yeah, no, I'm still not. I'm still worried because I hated the first one. But we're talking about Haze here. And you look at Haze, and I really think that critically, it's not going to get high scores. I mean, I don't think it's going to get praised. I don't think it's going to get ripped.
I think it's going to get A's.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think
well,
it's...
Well, Haze does some cool new stuff that hasn't been done.
I like the slashing of the... Not with he's slashing the guy with the knife, and then he steals his gun and shoots him with it.
Yeah, the
That's
way you can disarm
cool.
enemies. Yeah. I mean, the way you can turn them against each other. I mean, it's got a lot of cool ideas, but then at the same time, you got to look at... It's going up against... If it comes out in November, it's going up against, like, a Call of Duty. Yeah. Halo that's been on the shelf for 3 months, or 2 months, or whatever. And you got Half-Life that's coming out... I mean, it's just so many other first-person shooters coming out this year that people know. And granted, Haze is developed by Free Radical, which, if you really want to be technical about it, they're the guys that made GoldenEye.
Yeah.
But have you played GoldenEye recently?
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a good game, don't get me wrong, but they made the Madden of first-person shooters for the PS2, in my opinion, which was Time Splitters.
I love Time Splitters.
Which they just kept rehashing it every year. And it really didn't do anything. Like, from 1 to 2 was a jump because the first one was rushed and it was missing a lot of stuff. 2 was probably the best one. And then 3 was kind of like 2. It was like the same game, so they were kind of just pumping out the same game. Commercially, I think it's going to sell probably about the same as Ninja Gaiden Sigma, which is not a positive thing.
Even if every PlayStation 3 owner bought it, it'd be like 20,000 copies. But no, on a serious note, though, seriously, it's since it's PlayStation exclusive, that's where it's gonna hurt.
Yep.
As much as I know PlayStation 3 fanboys out there are excited that they actually got something to call their own, that's not terrible like Lair. There's just not enough PlayStation 3 owners that will merit making it Free Radical's time. Yeah,
it was
worth their time and effort.
I think it was a mistake to make it
And also think about the last Free Radical title that came out. Free Radical's a big name, but only to a few people. But Second Sight didn't sell for shit either.
No, and it was a great game.
Even though it ripped off PsyOps.
Yeah, it ripped off PsyOps.
Yeah, and PsyOps was so much better.
Or PsyOps ripped off it. They came out at the same time, so it's kind of hard to debate on which one
right.
was what.
They were both really good games. PsyOps, in my opinion, was a
better
game.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, those guys were making Stranglehold, so that's what really got me excited about it. But at the same time, it's Free Radical. I mean, yeah, you can tag the GoldenEye tag to it all you want. It's not going to sell it. I mean,
I don't
from the makers of GoldenEye.
I don't know
yeah.
if they're expecting to sell systems by making it exclusive. It's just not going to happen.
No, you're not going to sell systems based on this game. This game is not going to sell systems.
I mean, look at what else comes out with November. I mean, you said Call of Duty. For the PS3. Let's stay on the PS3.
The PS3, there's Call of Duty, Half-Life 2, the Orange Box,
Rock Band.
Uncharted, Drake's Fortune,
Assassin's Creed
is due out.
But
Ratchet and Clank, I think, is October.
First person shooter so far, then, besides the Orange Box and Call of Duty. Are those just those three then?
I'm sure there's more that I'm not thinking of. I mean, there's first person shooters are like the genre right now.
Well,
so I'm sure there's more coming out that I'm not picking up off the top of my head.
How about answer me this?
Riddle me this.
Riddle me this, Batman. Okay. Would we all be excited about Haze if it was also coming out for 360?
No.
Not really. I would be because I'm a first-person shooter junkie. Right. I would play. I'm still going to play on the PS3.
But just because I'm not excited doesn't mean I'm not going to buy it.
I think I would be more excited if it was on 360 because the majority of the people that I play online with have a 360, yeah. and that's the only reason that if the multiplayer is really good, then
I also
want
to see what the story mode is going to be like.
Yeah.
Because if it's just like explanation over a headset while you're playing the game a la Half-Life, I don't know because it takes, you know, I want some presentation. I want some cutscenes.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's the way Halo, that's one of the things Halo does really well is it integrates the story into the cutscenes along
BioShock.
With the game. Yeah, BioShock does it really well too.
Oh, BioShocks.
Blue Dragon does it. We talk about it. It's like there's a game every week that we just got to talk about. It's like crazy. And this week it's Blue Dragon, but
yeah. It's on the 360. I wouldn't buy it. Someone here would probably buy it. Tell me about it. And if it's good, like it's,
you still wouldn't buy it.
Here's
I would
a question
buy
that
it.
Nobody can answer yet, though. What's the online going to be like on Haze?
I don't know. My guess is just from looking at it, it reminds me that it, online would probably be more of a Twitch, kind of like an Unreal Tournament or something like that. The playing dead thing would be awesome online. I mean, that is a whole new element.
Now, can you turn, like, say it's you and me going, and I shoot you in the back?
That'd
and
be
get
awesome.
Rid of that,
there might be a mode like that, where like everybody has one of those things on their back, and you can shoot them, and then turn sides, and then if you try to shoot the other enemy, it's a team kill. Yeah. So you have to switch sides. That would
There's
be cool.
There's an interesting concept in this game.
There
if
is.
If they do it well, I think it'd be an amazing
but
game.
But commercially, I don't think it's going to sell a lot. I think it's going to be like Ninja Gaiden Sigma, where we have a solid game.
If they
the Marvel, there's also sell. One game we keep forgetting has coming out in November that will totally swallow everything that Haze will have even go before it. Assassin's Creed.
And
Assassin's Creed is really going to take November.
See, if they market this
See, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited about Assassin's Creed. I'm just kind of curious how many other people outside of the internet guys are excited about Assassin's Creed.
Reserves.
And Mass Effect.
Who? They're coming out this Xbox. Year.
November 20th.
Yeah, they're coming out this year.
When I'm playing it in November, you all can't buy it.
Well, if this game is marketed well, and this game is going
to
probably
come out October 3rd. I don't want to hear it's got a release date that means anything.
Strongly based on word of mouth.
If it does well, it will be word of mouth. Because I don't think Sony's going to put a lot of marketing behind it.
Word of what mouth?
Your mom's mouth.
Because there's nobody who owns a PlayStation.
Yeah, but if they put a demo up, I mean, this can benefit Sony. Put a demo up.
Demos are a good thing, and I think it's as short as the Heavenly Sword demo was, I think that's going to make a big impact on its sales, is being able to play it before it comes out. With Lair, I don't think we're going to see a demo. But with Haze, I would say we need to see a demo, because this is an unproven franchise. It needs to be...
If they do it right, and they do it well.
I'm just amazed at how many people clamor to something that they've never played. That's a whole other debate
to me.
They're
holding on hope, though. I mean, what do they have so far?
Nothing.
Exactly. There is not a system seller.
And all the ones that they've been holding on to, Lair, that's been getting ripped. Heavenly Sword, how many people are going to buy it?
Not a lot. I mean,
so PS3 owners see Nuck, that's why they're grasping at it. They're like, oh, please, please be good.
Well, the PlayStation 3 has plenty of games coming out that are good. The question is, how many people are going to be buying them on that system?
If they have both?
Call of Duty. I mean, it's Rock Band may be the exception.
PS3 needs to get their act together and get their online play better, because I know when I was at Boogie Man's house, he kept getting disconnected. Every time you booted it up, it disconnected.
They need to get their asses a cheaper console out there.
They're not gonna sell.
I mean, as much as... And I'm not saying that the PlayStation 3 doesn't have the bang for its buck, but there's too much bang for too much buck.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's the problem. It's a worthwhile... Is it worth $5.99 or $4.99? Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great system. It really is, even though there's no games out for it. It's a great system. But the fact is... Not everybody can afford it.
Right.
No. And I do love watching Blu-ray movies.
Yeah.
They are so pretty.
Yeah,
They are. But that's a sad thing, though.
It is sad that my PlayStation 3, the most it's been used lately, is to watch Ninja Turtles on Blu-ray.
That was what mine was for.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what I've done the most with it, 300 on Blu-ray.
Yep.
I mean, that's really, like, the extent.
Best baseball game out in the market, though.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun playing it, but...
It's got good games, it just doesn't have system sellers. Mm. And Haze is not going to be that game, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, their system seller is still 6 months away.
Yeah.
At the earliest.
That is... that's going to be the game that actually moves... Metal Gear itself is not a system seller, because people who want Metal Gear have already planned on buying a PS3. It's not going to convert anybody, but it is going to sell a lot of systems because of the people waiting to buy a system to play that game.
I think that's ultimately what I'm waiting for. That's why I haven't bought mine yet, because, honestly, I'm not going to just let it just collect dust. $600 machine just to collect dust?
That's really what most people's...
You were supposed to. We had an agreement, but
yeah,
that's fine. We won't even go into that.
Go away! Jesus!
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Whatever. I said I would buy it. I'm sticking to my word. I'll buy it, but when there's something I want to play. Baseball won't hold me over. It's fun. I'll play it when I'm over at your house, but that's it.
Well, you need to buy it when you do get the PS3 so we play online.
No, definitely.
Provided we can stay
that's
online.
One of the games I will buy because I enjoy
Isn't
baseball.
That Sony first party too, so it would be dedicated servers?
Yeah.
So there's no lag?
Yeah.
That's the beauty.
Yeah,
and that, when MotorStorm drops price, getting that back. Because those online was so friggin' smooth. Yeah,
that's another one I'll buy.
I mean,
but
it was...
Right now, I don't have the money. And those are games I want to play, but not...
You play Virtual Fighter online. Oh, wait a minute.
I heard they're going to make a patch for that and charge it.
$10
Are you serious? Like, you're going to charge for a patch to play online when the 360 gets it for free?
How does Sony... Never mind. That's a whole different
thing. There's a charge for the Tekken patch, too.
Yeah.
To play Tekken online. It's $10. I looked at it, and I'm like, that'd be kind of cool if I knew anybody else that had it.
Right.
Didn't they go bankrupt? Isn't that why they're charging shit for like that?
Who?
Sony. Like, there's the video.
No.
I heard they went bankrupt.
No.
Sony went bankrupt. Wow.
Not the whole company.
They're about ready to if they don't get their act together.
Losing all this money on systems.
Right.
Yeah, you know what
I
find
division
kind of interesting about the PS3 is that in 6 months from now will be like the first major system seller. You know, Metal Gear. And then they won't have another major system seller for another 12 months after that.
Final
sales
are going to spike.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, trade-ins and GameStop and everything is going
to
spike.
Provided that Sony can hold on to that exclusivity with Final Fantasy, though.
You know what's awesome about Metal
Blue
Gear?
Dragon, if Blue Dragon get enough word of mouth and they can sell, it might pique Square's interest to maybe jump a little
bit. Blue Dragon
ship.
Needs to sell really well, and I think it's going to do relatively well. But you know the funny thing about Metal Gear is nobody's even questioning whether or not it's going to be any good.
Well,
that's what I love about that game is you know when it comes out it's going to be worth you owning that system to play it, because nobody will sit here and tell you, I'm kind of worried about that game. You know, like how people did it with Halo, they're kind of like, I don't know, the graphics don't, you know, they question it. Nobody ever says anything about Metal Gear. Nobody ever goes, I'm worried that this game's not going to be any good.
They will let you down, but that's a valid question that he asked. After Metal Gear, what do you got?
Like I said, nothing. That's why trade-ins are going to spike.
Nothing until 2009.
Like PlayStation 3 is like, please buy this.
And I think that's a good strategy for a lot of the games getting delayed in the next year, like for Microsoft with like Splinter Cell being delayed in next year. I've heard rumblings that Lost Odyssey is going to slip next year. I mean, that's...
It should.
I mean, even though they claimed it was going to be out this year, and, you know, they showed it at their press conference it's going to be out this year, there is a game you are forgetting about that is going to come probably 6 months after Metal Gear, but it is on multi-consoles, Resident Evil.
Yeah, but again...
Yeah.
Well, no, wait. Resident Evil's 2009.
Yeah.
2009?
It's 2009.
They pushed it back to 2009.
Yeah.
I completely forgot they moved it to 2009.
Yeah.
Devil May Cry might.
Devil May Cry is going to sell a couple hundred systems.
Silent Hill.
Silent Hill looks freaking amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that new article, I'm sitting there looking at the graphics, I'm like, wow.
Thing is, PlayStation 3 is great for that gamer who can afford to throw away $600 and only play a game a month.
Exactly. It's kind of like a Wii, but
kind of like a GameCube.
It's kind of like a rich person's GameCube. Right.
It's like, yeah, it brings out really good games, but you got to wait for them. Long time.
Right now, I can't afford a $600 paperweight.
Well, then you shouldn't buy a PlayStation 3.
I'm not. I'm waiting.
But that wraps
hopefully
up.
The price will drop.
That would be nice, instead of a restructuring.
Yeah.
And going back up again.
But before we get out of here, we do want to mention that we are doing the Halo competition, and we haven't set a final date yet. If you need any information on the tournament, you need to contact Zero Function. He has pretty much been in charge of everything Halo. He's even writing up the rules and regulations, because the teams will be balanced. I will be handling the room, so if the teams are unbalanced, I will be kicking people off the team to make sure that it stays balanced. And it is all in fun. There's no prizes. There's plenty of smack talk. In fact, it's encouraged. But just remember, if you lose, not to cry about it.
Smack talk from you? Never.
Never. Never.
You got Tracy to stop playing video games online because you take a smack.
But that's it. We're going to get out of here. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next week. Keep posting the questions because we love answering them. So, Mr. Khan, if you would, for the final time.
big is your bubble?
My bubble is the size of this room.
Well,
get the fuck out.
What are we talking about over
here?
He's
in my bubble.
I don't know.
He's in my aura of space.
Are we talking about bubbles and people being in people's bubbles?
He's in my aura of space.
Ew.
His foot was all violating my hand.
Foot violation? Oh, my God.
I don't even know what the hell is going on over here.
To me either anymore.
I don't know,
but I'm glad I caught this all on record because this is going to be the outtake.
It's not recording.
It's not recording, no.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Where's the traitor?
What, this?
Damn.
Zip your butt with the peanut.